Let's start with our top story, this shocking image from Madhya Pradesh today. And this image seems to repeat itself on loop. In Gujarat, you had Dalits being beaten. In Madhya Pradesh, you have Muslims being targeted. This is one in a series of events where Dalits and Muslims are literally being beaten with a stick by so-called cow vigilantes. How will the government respond? Will the Prime Minister shut down these cow vigilantes? As even supporters of Narendra Modi have said that these vigilantes are emboldened by beef politics played in states like Maharashtra and Haryana. Let's go straight to our panel. With me in the studio, Nalin Kohli of the BJP. Also joining me, Pawan Verma of the JDU. We're also joined by Sudhindra Bhadoria of the BSP. Shahid Siddiqui, editor Nayi Duniya, is also with us. And Rakesh Sinha, professor of history and RSS ideologue. Nalin, what the hell is going on? This is a BJP-governed state. The family has accused, on camera, the Bajrang Dal, the local Bajrang Dal unit. We do not know what view the police has taken, because it is the women who are in custody while the perpetrators are out. And the police looks on casually. A repeat of Gujarat?
No, not at all. And I think if you'd like to update yourself, in the 24 hours since this has happened, and this incident, of course, is reprehensible, you can't have anyone beating up another person being, least of all a woman, a lady.
Yes.
Unacceptable.
Yes.
So since it's happened, within 24 hours, you've had two sets of things happen. A, now it doesn't matter whether the lady is a Muslim or a Hindu or a Dalit or a Brahmin.
I'll tell you why it matters.
No, hold on.
I'll tell you why it matters.
No, you have to hear me.
Because the two communities who are targeted are Dalits and Muslims.
No. Yes, and I'm going to come back straight to it. It doesn't matter if the lady is a Muslim or a Hindu, a Christian or a Buddhist, or if the person's a Dalit or a Brahmin or a Rajput or anything else. The fact of the matter is, you, me, anyone else is equally cognizable if we break a law.
Of course.
That's one part.
Okay.
So, but I'm saying it's reprehensible. Anyone else
okay.
taking cry a law.
Okay.
So that's one part of the argument. Second is that the police has already registered the FIR against people. They are identifying who those people are, and they will
when
be.
When we last checked with a reporter on the ground, we were told the women are in custody, but the men who beat them, the men and women who beat them, are not.
Whether it's being investigated or not, I don't know.
But they were very quick to arrest the women.
I can tell you this unequivocally.
Why are the women in custody?
No, because I'll tell you this. In 1959, one law was passed.
May I just finish, please?
Yeah.
In 1959, when the BJP was nowhere in the government of Madhya Pradesh, a law was passed, which this law also has been violated by this lady. You, me, anyone else walking may violate a law. Now, the question here are twofold. One is about eating habits and beef, and in this case, buffalo meat. And the second is selling buffalo meat with the whatever licenses
the permit,
that you have.
Which they say they
so,
have.
So, I mean, if they
which
don't,
they
yeah,
they
so
have.
If they have, then
which
of course,
have.
There
all
will
right,
be no case against them.
Sudhindra Bhadoria, Mayawati got up to speak about this in Parliament as
without
well.
Without getting her facts, obviously.
Nalin Kohli said she didn't have her facts, right? This law was not passed by a BJP government. As absurd as the law may seem to some of us, the family, by the way, insists it
one
had a
laws.
Permit.
One of the laws.
Go ahead, Mr. Bhadoria.
Yes. You see, she has raised this issue time and again, and most particularly in this parliament session, she said, outside the house also, when she was talking to the media people, she said that it was first the minorities who were targeted by the BJP. And we saw that happen in Dadri, we saw it happen again in Gujarat and other parts of this country. And now they are also seeing that the minorities, if they have not been isolated, them, but also now they want to bring the Dalits.
Yes.
Now, having failed to deliver in the country, they want to target leaders, and they are raising all kind of issues which are not there on the ground. And against Behan Mayawati ji, now I am hearing Nalin Kohli that he has a lot of respect for law. Now there is Daya Shankar Singh in his own government in Jharkhand, roaming around and being provided protection by them.
There is a non-bailable warrant against him.
Yet he has not been arrested.
Daya Shankar is still on the run. Nobody endorses the abuse that was leveled at his wife and his daughter, certainly. But he's still on the run.
Yes, and what did the BJP do immediately? The BJP immediately first, Mr. Jaitley, no less than Mr. Jaitley. Mr. Bhadoria, may I at least have the pleasure of answering back a question?
Okay, move on.
Hold on. Otherwise, I can also take it. No, I can go back straight to the history of this.
I'm
being equally aggressive today. Because I feel that this is becoming also this. Everyone wants to build an agenda that the BJP's only agenda is Dalit politics, is going out there and hitting Dalits, hitting Muslims. Absolutely not. I reject it in totality and I reject it unequivocally.
Okay,
coming back on it, what has his party done about the people who took obscene words against the wife of Daya Shankar? What did his party do about the children? Are we going to bring... This is the kind of politics that Ms. Mayawati stands for.
You want to debate that? I'm willing to debate that.
Okay, okay.
What, debate what? What have you done?
We expelled
the person from the party. What have you done, sir? What have you done? I have a straight question. What have you done, sir? Besides all these big words, what have you done? Do you not stand for women? That's it, done. That's it. You have no answer, sir. You have no answer, sir, because you took no
action. Please remember that two women have been thrashed.
Absolutely. Reprehensible.
The women.
And a woman has also been called obscene words by party leaders.
And we will come back to that. Pawan Verma. We've discussed this earlier. The fact is that what's happening in the name of beef politics is appalling. It shames me as an Indian. I had the son of Muhammad Akhlaq on this program last night, and he said to me, I still believe my country will give me justice. He's facing an FIR. These women are in custody. The men who did this to them are still free. Nalin is right. We just checked, an FIR was registered in the last half an hour, but those men have not been arrested. But Pawan, I've shared the statistic with you earlier. Bihar is number three on the states with a poor record of Dalit atrocities. So is Nalin correct in saying, why are you singling out the BJP?
Let me answer that clearly. Barkha, I believe that the project to give Dalits social justice is not yet a complete one, and the fight is on, and the incidents against Dalits can happen and do happen in many parts of the country.
Yes.
But I want to make the point,
yes,
that this cow vigilantism,
yes,
has brought to the fore a new fault line in the entire process of the Hindutva project.
Yes.
Look at the scene. Look at the irony of the scene in Una. Here are Hindus,
yes,
beating Hindus,
yes,
in the name of protecting Hindu dharm.
Yes.
And those who are beating those Hindus,
yeah,
could be very well wearing leather footwear,
yes,
which has been provided by the very Hindus who are being beaten,
yes,
as an input to the thriving leather industry, which constitutes one of our biggest exports.
Yes.
Look at the other side of the situation.
Yes.
Cow politics started with the BJP in 1966, you will recall, when parliament was geared out on this question.
Yes.
Since then, many states have adopted a law against cow slaughter, and that law must be respected.
Hmm.
But what we are seeing today is that the cow vigilantes seem to be emboldened by the fact that there are governments, either in states or the one at the center, which will turn a blind eye to their taking their law into their own hands.
Okay, let me put this to Rakesh Sinha.
And that is exactly what is happening.
Let me put this to Rakesh Sinha.
That is exactly what is happening.
Rakesh Sinha, the silence of the Prime Minister has been called out by the Prime Minister's supporters, journalists like Tavleen Singh, otherwise an admirer of the Prime Minister, saying the Prime Minister has to shut this down because these are groups that are now emboldened like they were not 2 years ago.
When I raised a counter question to JDU in one of the discussion, why,
yes,
the chief minister had not visited when a journalist was killed,
yes,
I was told by his co-fellows of Pawan Verma,
yes,
that it is a discretion of the chief minister where to visit and where not to visit.
Yes.
A journalist was killed in Sivan, allegedly at the hint of the JDU MP,
yes,
Sayyid Sahabuddin.
Yeah.
Now I'm coming to it. It is the prerogative of the prime minister when to speak and how to speak. Kindly don't bring Prime Minister in every controversy.
So why is this happening?
Now,
here, why is this happening more than it ever used to happen
no,
before?
No, Barkha, I'm telling you, let me make it very clear that since the attack on church, to the attack on two women in Madhya Pradesh, every time the allegations are on Prime Minister, BJP, RSS, Hindutva, and every allegation proved empirically false. You go to the church attack investigation, they are empirically false.
Hmm.
Now come to this allegation, after 3 months you will find that this was a wrong allegation. Now why this attack is going on? There are vestiges of feudalism in this society.
Okay.
The vestige of feudalism and the capitalism, this is a deadly combination acting against the marginalized class.
Hmm.
They are the people who are completely analyzing everything in terms of the caste division. There is also class. I am not a Marxist. But I accept that there is something like a class. You cannot write off class. Even if I'm an RSS, I'm not writing of the existence of class.
Okay, 1 minute. Now, one minute.
Let me Barkha complete it.
Okay, quickly.
Let me complete it.
Okay.
How it is related to Hindutva? before examining the things, you come to the Hindutva, you come to the BJP government. Earlier too, there have been such incidents. But now they are coming to the media. These are good things,
and
that media
good
is discussing. Okay. We are discussing.
I need to get Shahid now. I need to get Shahid now.
Is it just that?
I have to move on. Shahid Siddiqui, is it just as Rakesh Sinha suggests that they are being now reported, that the media has an eagle eye, that everyone with a phone in every
social
remote
media.
District, social media, can report this? Or is there something shifting here? Because I just don't remember in my 22 years as a journalist, beef politics being in the center stage of news and at the center stage of politics. Something has shifted, I feel. Am I wrong?
Barkha, not all the incidents are being reported. There are so many. By chance, if somebody makes a video on a phone, it gets reported.
Yes.
In Jharkhand, two men were hanged.
Yes.
One of them was a teenager, 14-15-year-old
yes.
boy who were going out to sell some cows.
Yes.
In Jammu,
Udhampur,
another
petrol bombs.
Truck driver
yes.
was beaten up virtually to death. In Karnataka, so many cases have taken place.
Yes.
This is happening in many places.
Who is
so
responsible?
The point is not
how
whether
do we shut it down?
JDU is responsible or Modi is responsible. No, let me. Let's. The point is not just that. The basic point is, do we have rule of law in this country? I am, as a Muslim, always supported ban on cow slaughter. I'm totally for it. But do we have rule of law in this country? Do we have police in this country?
Yeah.
Or you can beat up anybody, anywhere in
exactly.
the name of cow slaughter. There are Gau Raksha Sena has been formed everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any Tom, any Gunda takes up this cause and he gets the support of the police.
So let me put this to
the administration. He
gets
the support of the
political
people.
So you're saying
as a result, every Muslim,
about
every Dalit feels threatened.
Yes.
You eat any meat, beef or mutton or anything, you are
responsible. Then Mr. Bhadauria, then Pawan.
Okay. Eating beef.
But Shahid, there is also politics, and I'll tell you why, Nalin, there is also politics.
No, definitely there is politics about it. Definitely there is
politics. Because Shahid, listen to this. Because Yogi Adityanath.
Do politics on cow.
Because Yogi Adityanath, Nalin.
You can make the point.
1 minute, let me also speak. Yogi Adityanath.
We also have a holy constitution. It's not just the holy cow. Our constitution is also
absolutely
holy cow.
Absolutely, well said. It's not the holy, it's not only the holy cow, it's the holy constitution. But Nalin,
when
Yogi
Adityanath.
Okay, now I need to speak. Rakesh ji,
why people are interested in taking beef?
Okay, 1 minute. Why?
No, there should be social initiative. There should be social initiative.
None of these cases are about beef.
Because once it is illegal, they should eat the beef.
Bolne to dijiye, please.
They are creating a provocation.
Okay, Rakesh ji.
I am against any
I want to say something to you. Rakesh Sinha, I want to say something to you. I'm going to have to shout over you to say something to you. I'm going to have to shout here. The fact is, not one of these cases, Nalin, was actually about beef. Not one. Not even one. So when Rakesh Sinha says, why the provocation? Not one of them. They were all rumor-mongering. Secondly, while I hold the Samajwadi Party responsible for what happened in Dadri, because the law and order was on their watch, you have had senior leaders like Yogi Adityanath actually saying when one report suggested it was beef, which has been challenged by a clerk's family, ki muawza wapis lijiye, innocent Hindus ko release
kariye. I'll not be drawn into this. Because
how
this,
can you not?
I will not, because I'll tell you why. And I'll tell you very much. You asked on the panel, why is this politics of beef happening? This is also becoming a seasonal thing. Award wapsi, this wapsi.
But humne kar raha hai kya?
It's not you.
Media
it's
kar
not
hai.
You. It's not you. It's the seasonal. And I'll tell you. Give
seasonal
me,
means?
What
does seasonal mean?
Exactly. And I'm going to tell you why. Even this whole thing about, you know, so-called vigilantism. Look at the National Crime Records Bureau.
Yeah.
Out of the almost 3 million cases that are there,
yeah.
There's no percentage. There's no even appearance of so-called these kind of crimes. Murder is 77,000. So, I mean, are you going to say that
you're
Hindus
that
are murdering Hindus?
Are you saying
Muslims
that the media,
are Muslim
are
Hindus?
The media overtelling of the story?
No, I'm trying to tell you that what's happening is, in an age where everything is reactionary, social media is there, people have went up, you suddenly pick up one thing and then extrapolate
so
it and say everything happening
Pavan
is
Varma,
only this.
Pavan Varma,
it's
you
not
also
that.
Had a horrific case.
And
one
how many times?
I just want to finish the point.
That was one of that.
Yeah.
Second,
speak,
I'm saying,
you know,
is action taken
debate.
Or not taken?
Yeah.
If action is not being taken, hold us guilty.
So now let me put it to Pawan.
As you
let
me
put
me
it
to
Pawan.
Bhadauria
ji, half a second, because the question is relevant to Bihar. In Bihar last week, you had two Dalits whose faces were urinated on. urinated on. So atrocity is institutionalized. It is embedded in our power structures. It is embedded in our caste-driven politics. Is there a legitimacy then to the BJP saying that there is politics being played also? This cow vigilantism may suit them, but it also suits you in the opposition so that you can point score.
And we will all serve let the country answer. Better fighting
let him
us together.
Now. Let Pawan no. answer now. Pawan.
No, you see, I'll make 2 points.
Yes.
Somewhere in this whole debate about cow vigilantism, there is no doubt that there is a political ideology at work. There can be instances which are highly condemnable still against Dalits and poor and backward and marginalized and oppressed because our society has still not become egalitarian as it should be. But there is a political ideology. The RSS, I'm saying to you, Barkha, I'm quoting it. On 6th February 1950, a few days after the constitution was promulgated,
yes,
organizer, which is the mouthpiece of the RSS, yeah, carried a lead article saying that Manuvad is still the preferred choice of Hindus. Then you know how
that's not relevant to this.
It's relevant. Women.
Where
Pavan.
Is Therefore, that relevant?
No, but, Pavan, no,
Congress,
but let me finish.
Congress leaders like Digvijay Singh want to take credit
second.
For cow slaughter
ban. I was not even born in that generation. Mr. But Verma also perhaps was not even born then. The country has moved on. We are stuck and saying that what the RSS did in 45. Let's move on. Then we can go back to Hitler. We can go back to fascism. Where are we heading?
No, no, no. Let me finish.
The serious conversation is how do we get out of
this? Come on. This is not like you. Pawan, complete your point.
Nalin, there was history. There was history before you were born. And we must know its background. The second thing is...
Well, I'm a student of history. I can go back to the Magna Carta if you wish and talk about rule of law.
Allow others to talk first. That's the first lesson of history.
That's not a lesson of history. That's a lesson of currency, sir.
We have to move on. Others are waiting.
Has become.
I have to move on. I have got to go to Sunil Ambarish, Shahid and Rakesh Sinha. Complete your point.
No, but I must finish the point because he didn't let me speak.
Pawan, make last sentence to you. Come on, make your point.
This is not fair. Secondly, somewhere in this Barkha, there is also a direct clash which completely flounders the Hindutva project between Dalit empowerment, who are also Hindus. And the imposition of an upper class ideology in the name of the cow.
We have to give other
Enough
people a chance.
Of this Dalit, Hindutva, Muslim project, Sudhindra and everybody.
And you know, Barkha, they are dumping carcasses of the cow. They are dumping carcasses of the cow in front of government offices in Gujarat.
Nobody wants, exactly, there we are. History, now we know why the history is needed.
Mics down if you don't let me now direct this.
Now we know why the history lesson, because it's Gujarat.
Pavan, that's it. Sudhindra Bhadoria. Go ahead.
So the history was important.
Sudhindra Bhadoria.
Apart from having no facts, also does not seem to have manners.
Okay.
He doesn't allow another person to speak.
No, sir, I'll tell you why I don't have manners. Because I think you're playing a dangerous game. I'll say it on the record, I'll say it on the show. Because I think, sir, you're playing a dangerous game. When somebody urinates on a Dalit's face, then it is acceptable.
No,
hold on. If somebody urinates on a Dalit's face, I'll tell you, this is not, it's anger. No, no, I'm not.
You are wasting your energy, all of you, by shouting like this.
No, because
all shouting, nobody can follow what you're saying. Mr. Bhadoria, next point. Nalin, hang on. Mr. Bhadoria, next point.
You see, two issues that have come out from this debate and from the issues that you've raised is why the vigilantes are getting emboldened.
Yes.
They are getting emboldened because in the Bihar elections, it was their leader, Sushil Modi, of the BJP, who said that this election will be between those people who are beef eaters and non-beef eaters, number one. Number two, their very senior minister, Sadhvi Niranjan Jyoti, says that there are some Ramzadas and those who
but
don't
the
agree
Prime
with
minister
them.
Apologized
they are
the
not.
Minister,
I don't
Prime
want
minister,
to use that word.
Yeah.
I don't want to use that
the
word.
Prime minister
now,
Parliament
finally, coming
for
to
that
the
sentence.
Finally coming to the deafening silence of the Prime Minister.
Yeah,
the Prime Minister,
Rakesh,
he is keeping quiet. He can choose his. But tell me something, one of his own party person is accusing Behen Mayawati ji with the kind of words which I think the Prime Minister does have. It is
okay,
his
let Shahid and Rakesh Sinha come in. Come on.
His Gujarat model is being
shattered
in Gujarat. Why is he silent?
Shahid, why is the Prime Minister silent? Is that the relevant question right now, Shahid?
No, it is relevant in certain ways because you see, in United States of America, if a black is killed in race violence. There are hundreds of blacks killed every year.
Yes.
Thousands, in fact. But the president doesn't have to come on that. But when a single black is not only killed, is attacked in a race relation, then the president makes a statement, because that is about race relations. So here, it's not just about a woman being beaten up or a man being killed. It's about the social relationship. It's about rule of law in this country, and the Prime Minister should come out and say, we will not allow anybody, we respect cow, we love cow, cow is our mother, but we will not allow anybody to take the law in their hands.
Rakesh
Sinha,
would you agree with that?
And
Rakesh Sinha, I have to start taking last comments. I'll start with Rakesh Sinha.
This will not happen.
Rakesh ji.
There is a binary between Dalits and non-Dalits, and RSS is the only organization which is working at the ground to eradicate this binary. And we are not taking the state help. We are non-state actors. One can go to the educational institutions. One can go to the Vidya Bharati's, hundreds of the schools.
Okay.
Second thing, what is very important, all the panelists except Nalin Kohli, they don't have anything to significant to add to the discussion except repeating the old allegations. Second thing, they have incredible compassion for the beef eaters. They are the same people. They have the incredible compassion for the terrorists who was killed in
Kashmir.
I am surprised. Not true at all.
They
should now not be banned from the law.
Nobody has
a right
to beef later.
But that does not mean they belong to their own.
That is not human over here.
Cow slaughter is banned. I don't support violence.
We will never be
violence. They should be. They should be treated like criminals. But those who are trading the cows and smuggling cows, they are also criminals.
Rakesh ji, not one of these cases, was about beef. Not even one. Not even one of these cases was about beef. This is what's worrying me.
Rakesh ji, will you allow anybody to take law in their hands?
Okay. Not at all.
What will happen to this country?
Okay, now when discipline 20 seconds to Nalin Kesari. Pawan, 20 seconds. Pawan, 20 seconds, then Nalin Kesari.
I am surprised that all roads lead to Hindutva. Any part of the country happens, Pawan becomes.
Rakesh ji, I do ask. Pawan ji, I have one question. I have to start closing.
Will you read your mind?
Last comments, Barkha.
Yes.
Last point.
Yes.
I think that this kind of behavior, organized cow vigilantism being carried out, devalues my religion, which is Hinduism. Where does Hinduism teach you to kill a man?
Yes.
On the suspicion of what he is eating.
Yes.
It devalues my religion.
Yes. I agree.
And it's time that those who are the great ideologues, Sadhvi Prachi says publicly that such people should be lynched. And you know what organization she belongs to.
Okay, now let Nalin have the last.
This is not my Hinduism.
I want to just make my last point.
Yeah.
Number one, I said at the beginning of the show, I'm ending the show by saying it's reprehensible.
Why
that such an incident has happened. Nobody can take law in their own.
One of them was about.
Can I have my 30 seconds?
Yes.
Can I have my 30 seconds?
Yes. That's all. We have to close after that. Yes.
So I'm saying it's reprehensible that anything of this sort happens against any Indian citizen, least of all a woman or lady, anyone.
Why is it happening?
Why is murder happening in this country? Why are rapes happening in this country?
Who will shut
this down? The law and order machinery. My question has been throughout. That in this case, in the case of Madhya Pradesh, before that the case of Gujarat, everywhere where there's been a BJP government, it has instantly taken action. None of the people who are talking, and I said now, NFIR has been done in 30 minutes. None of the people, whether it is the case of Mr. Why am I being disturbed now? Now, what about manners? What about manners when I was being taught about manners and when I'm speaking? So, one minute, hold on, Mr. Madhoria. I don't go and build statues with horses. So, I'm coming blunt on this. Don't go back to the Gujarat story. Why has Ms. Mayawati not taken action against your leader who has gone ahead and abused a lady and her children?
Your head should hang in shame.
I'm just saying that this is all positioning with no conviction.
Thank you, Sudhindra Bhadauria, Nalin Kohli, Shahid, Pawan, Rakesh Sinha. This is volatile. And to me, it is a tragedy that it is volatile because we have issues before our country that really need to go
and
beyond.
That's what we should be working about.
And let us end unholy politics in the name of the holy cow and remember what's
Let's
really
hold
holy.
Politics on
what
this.
Is really holy is our constitution.
Absolutely.
And the rule of law. Absolutely. And we cannot have people who live on the margins attacked and assaulted, leaving
you
it there.
You cannot have anyone attacked.
Nalin Kohli, Rakesh Sinha, Shahid Siddiqui, Pawan Verma, Sudhindra Bhatoria. Thank you for joining us.